What's up, everyone? It's Hooman of the Serendipity Morning Show here with Samson Davis and Charlie Jeter because they have a new book called The Stuff. Unlock your power to overcome challenges, soar, and succeed. Welcome to San Francisco.
Thanks for having us.
So tell me how you two met and how this book was born.
So Charlie and I met 5 years ago, roughly, through our philanthropic efforts. I honor Charlie with my Three Doctors Foundation and her Turn 2 Foundation, all the great work that her and her brother and her family do in the community. And we came up with this concept, this stuff. We were on a plane ride, 30,000 feet in the air, and I was just sort of mesmerized by people inner fortitude and inner will to overcome. And since I'm a physician, I was like, Charlie, you know, I'm going to do a study, collect some blood, look underneath the microscope, see what the genes look like, and sort of do some cloning here and maybe sell it and some put it in some water and just give it out to the universe. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Charlie jumped in and looked at me like I was crazy.
Right, yeah. So we were on the flight. This was a book that Samson had decided to, it was an idea of a book that he wanted to do. And so he was pitching it to me, along with a bunch of other books he's pitched to me. But he said, you know, he had me all the way till he got to the gene part. And that's where I said, please don't make me read this book because I don't want to have to, like, look up definitions of things to understand what you're writing about. But I had also known that he was very good at delivering messages to young people and to all people in a way that they could understand it. So if he could do this same concept and do the same research and meet with people, but put it in a way that you're really just looking at the inner core qualities and not the genes, then he would have something huge.
So convincing you was half the battle.
Well, yeah, it was probably.
So I think she thought the concept was a good one, but I also, through our discussion and our friendship, Charlie had battled and overcame cancer. And, and she never sort of, when she told me the story first about her diagnosis with Hodgkin's lymphoma and how it was something that didn't register to her as something that should sort of put her in a position of taking care of. She took care of it, but at the same time, she was like, okay, I'm going to go to breakfast. I'm going to go to chemo, and I'm going to go to dinner and hang out with my friends. Like, it didn't stop her in her track. And I said, well, Charlie, you have this inner fortitude. You have this ability to overcome obstacles, and you don't think twice about it. And not only did you sort of kick cancer in its behind, but you have applied this inner fortitude, this sort of position that I'm going to live my maximized life. You have lived that testimony every day of your life since then and probably before she was diagnosed.
Well, that actually leads me to my next question, which is I watched a couple interviews of you both. And by the way, because this is radio, we're not pressed for time. Like, we've got time. So okay. You don't feel like you have to rush any answers.
Okay,
cool. The first answer, perfect. But I want to hear from each of you, and let's start with you, Samson, of a time when you were at your lowest, an exact example. Like, what did you do to get out of it? What did it take to overcome? And then Charlie, after Samson.
So yeah, my lowest point, I mean, there have been several, but the one that's most, I guess, memorable and most talked about is when I was arrested at 17 and a half as a juvenile. I was arrested for robbery. I grew up in inner city and all that comes with the inner city struggles, hardship, poverty, crime. And I was pretty much trying to find my way as a young man, what I wanted to become in life. And when you're surrounded by so much negativity, it's so difficult to grab onto something that's positive because you don't see these positive images on your block or walking your city streets every day. So at 17 and a half, I was arrested for robbery. I was in juvenile detention, and I had a life-changing experience at that moment. I literally saw my soul leaving my body, and I realized at that point that I had a decision to make, that I could not waver any longer. I either had to decide if I wanted to do something with my life or if I wanted my life to end. And it was just as clear as that. And so I was given a second opportunity, and I never looked back. I went back to high school my senior year, all A's, made a pact with two best friends of mine, and we went on to make this promise to become doctors. We went to college together, all three of us, went off to medical and dental school together. Lo and behold, we graduated with our medical and dental degrees. And even from that day on, I went off to residency, but I formed a foundation, Three Doctors Foundation, because it was ultimately important for me to be able to give back to the community and to so many people. And, you know, with that, even with the stuff, those qualities of being a giver is one of the 11 elements we talk about in the stuff. And it's so important to pay it forward as well as to give back. But that moment in my life, as dark as it was, as horrifying as it was, it changed my life. And it made me realize that, you know, we all are here for a short period of time, and you want to do your best and maximize your life. And that's what the stuff speaks about. It speaks to sort of you living and bringing out the best qualities of you. Yeah. So many of us, and it doesn't have to be a hardship. It doesn't have to be something as scary as cancer. It could be just a simple transition. You trying to figure out, you know, am I going to go for this job promotion?
Yeah.
Am I going to ask for this raise? I have a brand new baby coming, and we're living in this tiny apartment. How are we going to make this happen? So I'm about to retire. You know, what's going to be next? So these transitions in life we all face. And you want to make sure that everyone live their maximized life, and they bring it out. You bring out your best sort of stuff in all that you do.
And how about you, Charlie?
Well, for me, it was a little bit of a different situation because I didn't really realize that cancer was my low point until recently when we had this discussion and we were talking about doing this project, because sometimes we need somebody outside of our family to tell us that we have something special that they see in us. And that was our discussion on the flight. You know, Samson was telling me, he's like, you know, you have this inner fortitude, and you overcame something huge in life when you were in college going through chemotherapy. But for me, I didn't really see it that way. So I said to him, I said, well, if I have something that I use that was so awesome back then I want to go on this journey with you to meet these people and to find this common thread of elements so that I know what it is that I used back then so I could use it again moving forward in life. So that was kind of the birth of us working on the project together.
I love that story because you knew there was something there. You couldn't put your finger on it. And through this journey, you figured out what you had back in the day that came naturally for you.
Yep.
So I've heard you mention and allude to youth being a contributing factor. You were young.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that helped your drive and just your passion. What do you guys have advice or an approach for people who are older, who are in a rut, who can't seem to overcome?
The stuff speaks to young, middle age, old, you know, gender nonspecific, race nonspecific, situation nonspecific. It really, we collected many, many stories, and we narrowed it down to 15 amazing stories of all variety so that we could connect to each individual. It was so important to us. And so it you know, we have a chapter or a section in there about You Must Launch and Choose to Hope, and these speaks again to young and old. So it's not a dynamic as far as this is specifically for young people. This is for everyone.
Well, let's talk about those 15 examples. How many ideas and stories did you whittle through before you got to these 15, and why? Like, what was it about these 15?
So there were hundreds of stories and people that we looked into, and the important thing, we had a few factors that helped us narrow it down. One was we wanted to make sure that it was somebody that everybody could relate to. We wanted to make sure that we removed all those excuses from the everyday person living anywhere in the country to say, well, they have this and that's why they're able to do it, or they have money and that's why, or they're a celebrity so they have more access to certain things. So it was really important to us to have everyday people that anybody could relate to. It was also important to us not to have the same story or stuff that was too similar. We have a lot of cancer stories in the book, but that's just because that's something that affects everyone. Nobody is, you know, there are so many different people that have to deal with cancers at different ages. So we made that just happen to be something that came up a lot because it's, you know, most common in everybody's family. But we wanted to make sure that we had people that were young, that were older, that, you know, from every background, from every race, we have someone from another country. So it was just really important to us to make sure that we had a wide range of people. And if we showed a common connection between these wide range of people, then we've really found this common thread that could apply to anybody.
Okay, so I have a few more questions, but you guys have done quite a few interviews.
Is there anything that anybody has not asked you that you've wanted to address up to this point, even if it doesn't have to do with the book?
Wow, that's a good question. we've been fortunate because we really want to deliver a very strong, concise message, and we've been able to do so, I believe. Is there anything that jump out?
All right, I have a question. Can you guys talk about failing and address that? Does that fall in line with what you guys are writing in The Stuff?
So when we had our conversation about This Stuff, and it wasn't called The Stuff at that time, and Samson was thinking about doing this project, he then kind of reeled me in because I thought I knew the answers to everything. But one of the concerns that I had was... That's the truth. I still think I know the answers to everything, right, Sam?
Samson seems like a very easy to get along guy.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, so easy to
and
get
how about
along
you?
With. Yeah, he's so
How about you?
He's the easiest.
What about you?
Oh, I'm the worst to get along with, right, Sam?
I want to say the worst,
I'm so hard. Oh my goodness. You guys see the wonderful side of Samson. But that's a whole nother segment. That's another day. But when we were talking about it, I was concerned about doing the project. And the reason why I was concerned is because I'm very conscious of telling people what it is they should be doing with their life. And I feel as though, who am I to tell somebody what they should be doing, how they should be doing it? And also, I am somebody who's a cynic when it comes to diet books and self-help books. And, you know, I really was just like, you know, I don't like self-help books. I don't like reading self-help books. And the reason I don't like them is because I'll start reading them, and if I didn't do exactly what they told me to do, I feel like a failure. Mm. So that was an important thing when we were doing this project, was that we brought readers on a journey, that we inspired readers by other people's stories, but that we didn't tell them what to do. We had given them enough information to figure out how to apply the elements that we have in our book to their own lives. So they didn't have to do it a specific way. You know, me and Samson use the elements in our book very differently. In some instances, he turns to certain elements that, for example, to give a concrete example, he turns to the finding your motivation statement. That's something that was really important to Samson's life and his going through medical school. And he created his own motivation statement, which were the 3 D's, which are dedication, determination, and discipline. And he said those. He wrote them everywhere. He put them on Post-its everywhere. That was a real driving force in his life. Me, on the other hand, I didn't create my own motivation statement. I didn't have, you know, I didn't go out and take somebody else's, which is another option, is to use somebody else's to motivate you. But I am somebody who leaned really heavily on my family for support. So I would call my dad all the time because I knew every time I called him, he would say something positive to me. So it was more positive affirmations and having somebody feed positive information to me every single day to keep me going. So it can be used in many different ways.
Samson, anything you want to say about Champ or Pussy Pillow?
Champ or Pussy Pillow. So, yeah, during my time in the detention, it was a guy named Champ, and he was called Champ because he was a guy that pretty much could knock anyone out. He had a pretty fierce punch, and so he was named, nickname was Champ. And then Pussy Pillow was a guy that, not his real name, but a name that we used for the book, who was also Champ, sort of sidekick. So every time Champ would do something, Pissy Pillow would like, oh my God, he got knocked out. So he would be the person that sort of highlight what just took place. And his name, Pissy Pillow, because he would offer his pillows to people if they didn't have one, but he would sort of pee on them first, you know, urinate on the pillow first. So that obviously was not a pillow anyone wanted. That was the situation that I went through. Real life, you know, real wake-up call circumstance that made me realize that I had to tap into my stuff. You know, and I guess the one thing to realize here is that, you know, we all have challenges and we all have circumstances, big and small, that we go through. And sometimes they get the better of us. And that's what's so great about this project. We spent 2 years on the road, traveling, taking this journey to really package this the stuff into something that's digestible. that's not going to criticize you or judge you, but also going to give you the skills that you already have. So you don't have to show up at any store and go purchase the ingredients for the stuff. You have it within you. And isn't it great just to know that it's already exists inside of you, and that sometimes you just need that motivation to wake it up and to sort of bring it to life? And so that's what I think the stuff is for both Charlie and I. And it took sort of that moment in my life, the challenge that I had, and thank God I was 17 and a half, because if I wasn't, my story would be written differently. But it took that moment for me to take a conscious stance that I needed to be in control of my life. And we all are. But again, there are moments that sort of cloud your judgment, that wears you down. And you need to know that that you have the tools and the resources, and as Charlie mentioned, you cannot fail at this. Like, this is not a project where you have to study and go take a test or an exam. You can't fail at this, and you can use each 11th element. Depending on where you are in your life, you can tease out one of those elements. Maybe it's choose to hope today. Maybe it's my sort of form your motivation statement. Charlie is a great example of develop your team. That's one of the elements that she exudes all the time with her relationship, with her family, and all that they do to give back to the community and sort of to make sure that their internal work and are all in place as well.
So one final question. I know the book came out on the 14th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
15th. On the 15th. Is there a story you can share of someone that might have reached out to you in the short amount of time that was really touched, that looked at this book, read it, swallowed it in, let it sunk into their bones, it sunk into their heart, and like changes happened immediately?
Well, we have different people that have reached out
And
have stated that it was great timing, that everything that was going on in the world right now, it was a good time for them to have some positivity and to find some hope. And it gave them, you know, this new, fresh, like, excitement and to kind of start their life and really look at it a little bit differently. So that's been very rewarding to hear, because that was exactly what we wanted to do with the project.
I know it was, we're in a conversation, and one of the people that we were speaking to shared that her family, on Thanksgiving, their store burned down.
Oh, yeah.
Her father-in-law was diagnosed with cancer and was dying, and she was starting a new job. This all was happening around the same time, and she read the book, and she said, it spoke exactly to me, all that I was going through. We're now facing financial hardship.
And the daughter, wasn't the daughter had autism?
And the daughter had autism. So they were facing financial hardship, health hardship, and her starting a new job, night shift she was working. And she was speaking about how tough and difficult the process was. And they stuck together, and they came out on the other end stronger and better for it. But she said this project, this stuff specifically, every element, all 11 elements spoke to her. And that's the beauty about the stuff. It's we highlight these 15 stories, but any of the stories that we speak about in the stuff could fit in any section of the element. So we may have a story for Choose to Hope, but that certainly can fit in the chapter of You Must Launch or Develop Your Team. Like, these stories are all able to be transitioned from one element to the next. And that's the thing with the 11 elements. We all, today may be your day that you want to stay open to unforeseen inspiration as one of the elements, whereas a week from now, you're like, you know what, I need a little bit more hope in my life. And so that's the beauty. Can't fail, and they all are interchangeable. So with this stuff, as we continue to spread this message, we are encouraging people to definitely visit us on thestuffmovement.com and to share your story with us. If it's a story about you or a friend or a family member, we want to make this a community movement. And so we want people to contribute and share their story. As Charlie and I started this project, it really wasn't formed to what it is now. That's what's so amazing about it. As we started the journey, it all started to come together. The name of the book, the elements, we didn't have the specific names, and all those elements started to come together. So we want people to share their stories. And as we were telling people about what we wanted to do, everyone had a story to tell us. Mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh, this reminds me of my uncle, or this reminds me of my best friend in college, or this reminds me of my roommate, or this reminds me of my high school buddy. Charlie had a high school friend, unfortunately, who was diagnosed with cancer as well, and it reminded Charlie in that specific moment of her high school friend, but it was so many stories from different people who it just was like, wow, you know, this really touched their place where they were in life.
The book is called The Stuff, Unlock Your Power to Overcome Challenges, Soar, and Succeed. Thank you, Samson. Thank you, Charlie. What was the website again?
TheStuffMovement.com.
And you can get it on Amazon as well?
The book is available at every major bookstore, wherever you buy your books, and online as well at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Simon & Schuster.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.